FM, W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM, W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A prayer vigil at a Baptist church in Baltimore after yesterday's catastrophic Key Bridge collapse that presumably killed six construction workers, all migrants, who'd been filling potholes on the span on an overnight shift. A recovery mission resumed last hour. CBS Baltimore's Alexis Davila.
I spoke to a woman who says that she is the wife to one of those victims that they are still trying to search for. She says that her husband comes from Guatemala and just recently started with that construction company on March 17th. Now she is waiting for answers from the detectives and hopefully getting some more information that can give her some type of closure.
The tip of the container ship that triggered the collapse is still tangled in the remains of the bridge. The Port of Baltimore, which handles more car and light truck shipments than any other in the country, is closed. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio.
The Port of Baltimore is U.S.'s busiest port for cars, trucks, and sugar, handling more than $80 billion in goods last year, employing more than 15,000 jobs. Amazon, FedEx, and other multinationals tell CBS News they're still assessing the economic impact.
A U.S. appeals court is keeping a hold in place on a Republican-backed law in Texas, allowing state officials to arrest and prosecute migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. The New Orleans-based court issued its ruling this morning on Texas' bid to let it take effect during the appeals process. A New York judge has issued a gag order on Donald Trump in his upcoming hush money trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
Trump is now barred from commenting on potential witnesses in the case, prospective jurors, court staff, lawyers in the district attorney's office, and the relatives of any counsel or court staffer.
The judge cited the former president's history of, quote, threatening and inflammatory remarks about people involved in his legal cases. Transportation officials in New York City vote today on whether to charge drivers anywhere from $15 to $36 extra to drive into Midtown. Eric Goldstein with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This could well be a bellwether for how other cities deal with their problems of congestion and lack of funding for public transportation.
A surprise outdoor performance in New York. Billboard estimates about 40,000 fans showed up for Shakira's pop-up in Times Square. The 47-year-old is celebrating the release of her new album that streams Friday. The title, roughly translated, Women Don't Cry Anymore. S&P futures up 22. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump holds his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters here haven't made up their minds. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic hold a Tuesday seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter and managed to lose in double overtime at home to the Los Angeles Lakers, the final 128-124. Damian Lillard, and how the Bucks went from hot to cold.
I mean, I thought we got a lot of good looks. We just missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of shots tonight. And that was pretty much what it came down to. And, you know, they got a lot of talented players. You know, we saw that when we played them in L.A. And when the it's going that way, put yourself in a dogfight. That's what we did, and we came up short.
College hoops, the Badgers AJ Store, and UWM Panthers BJ Freeman announced their intentions to turn pro and become eligible for the NBA draft. NFL, football fans, and many players not happy about the new kickoff rules and formations approved at the owners' meetings in Orlando. The Packers' Mark Murphy voted against it.
Our issue was that it's such a major change. Just felt that it made sense to, you know, have a trial.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy and cooler today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 45. Then on Friday, partly cloudy. Once again, our high on Friday, right around 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
And sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I have two daughters, 16 and 19. So my life is pretty much just pure bliss at this point. The 16-year-old thinks I'm an idiot, and the 19-year-old knows I'm an idiot. It's a progression. The one good thing about having teenagers is you can speak to them in complete sentences. When they were small, they're only going to hear the first three words you say when they're little. So you got to talk in those idiotic three-word parent sentences all day. Hey, hey, hey! Stop that now. Stop it now. I said now. Yes, you will. Yes, I will. Yes, we will. Turn it up. Turn it down. Turn it off. Shut the door. Shut the fridge. Shut your face. Ask your mom. Go to bed. Go to sleep. Clean your plate. Have a bath. Pick it up. Put it down. Don't touch that. I said no. No, I said. What did I say? Say that again. I dare you. I hate you.
How true, how true, how true. Hey, it's time for our Ride in the Spring Text to Win statewide contest now. Your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that include a bike, blender, even a patio love seat. All right, this hour's keyword is, I'm going to say it like the guy on Password used to say, the keyword is bike. Remember that? And then he used to, Alan Ludden handed out the two, the keyword is bike. So that's our keyword. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station, WRJM that would be, and use the text button to send the keyword bike for your chance to win the statewide contest. Again, the keyword is bike, B-I-K-E. Write it down. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send the keyword right now. You'll have until the end of the hour to do it. Good luck. Again, the keyword is bike. Download the Civic Media app. Send it in. You can win that Chula Vista Resort overnight stay. I was just at Chula Vista Resort at Christmas time. We had a big Christmas party there, an overnight stay. I loved it. So why don't you enjoy it too? So get that out. Get to the Civic Media app, download it wherever you download your apps, the Apple Store, wherever you get your apps, and find WRJN, and put the keyword bike, bike. You have until the end of the hour to do it, all right?
To help yourself. Look around you all.
It's 7:09 WRJN Hometown Radio Refresh. Thanks for joining us here today. I just showed Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte the picture of that kid Michael. I told the story. They didn't hear the story. Real quickly, in first grade, we were in school, and this kid, who was a normal kid, just started laughing maniacally, not loud, just going. And he wouldn't stop laughing. And Miss Healy told him to stop laughing because he's disrupting the class. And he wouldn't stop laughing. Going, so she said, Michael, go to Mr. Dobbs, our principal. Go to Mr. Dodd's office. He wouldn't go. Just kept laughing. And this was so out of character for this kid. And so she said, Michael, go. And he wouldn't go. So she picked him up by the arm and he started kicking her in the shins over and over and over and over and over. And she was wearing stockings. You see the blood coming down her heel and stop kicking. And he's flailing. And all the kids are sitting there with our mouths open. We couldn't believe what we're watching. We didn't have to help her. She said, somebody go get Mr. Dodd. Go get Mr. Dodd. So one of the kids ran down to the office. She took Michael, threw him in the closet, and locked the door. And he's kicking on the door. And so she's crying because her blood's coming down. And this is shocking. So Mr. Dodd came in. Mr. Dodd's like 6'5". Nice guy. I just spoke to him before he passed away to him. Nice guy. Anyway, he's flailing the whole time, legs flying, you know, kicking and screaming. And Mr. Dodd drags him down. We never saw Michael again. Now, that was in 1961. Never saw Michael again. However, until yesterday, I told my daughter the story. She looked on Facebook and found him. Now, how can you make sure it's the same Michael? Well, Massapequa Park. And he graduated Catholic high school the same year I did. And you saw the picture. He looks roughly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Michael. So I wanted to send my daughter said, why don't you contact him? I said, what am I going to say? What happened to you after you kicked the teacher and got thrown out of school?
Yeah.
It is curious. So I wanted to just put a text on there. I know what you did.
Oh, sinister.
There was a movie like that.
I know.
There was. Yeah. Yes.
And pretty soon I'll have somebody at my door with a hockey mask.
Yeah.
kicking your door.
And they were kicking my door with a machete, and I don't need that. Yeah. I am curious to know what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here. People love this segment. We're reminiscing about Racine. And I love this, and people love it. And before we leave today, we've got to tell you about Carol's book. First, let's get to this. This is your handwriting I'm trying to read off of now. You write just like my mother. My mother had the same exact handwriting. You're one of the few people left on the planet that writes in cursive.
Oh, and it's a combination.
That's
I'm
how
afraid.
We were taught.
We can tell you what you're supposed to say about us, Don.
Yeah, why don't you start off? Why don't you start the whole segment? You don't need me.
Jim, start us off.
Okay. How Carol and I actually got together to talk about the old grocery stores. Carol wrote a story in the Journal Times called The Store. And I was there listening to her program at the library. And after the program, I suggested, well, why don't we get together? I have a lot of old grocery store memorabilia, you know, the giveaways, the freebies, things like that. So eventually we combined forces and after I retired, we started our own presentation. Our first one was at the library, and then we moved on to the Roma Lodge, and then we ended up at the Golden Rondel, where we had, maybe about 15 presentations there. Right, Carol?
It's been 15 of them already?
Not on grocery store,
but
all together.
My mother used to love those presentations.
Oh, I remember I remember you bringing her.
Yeah, and she's not from this area, but she loved them.
Oh.
Because some of the things you talk about are still from other people's towns. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing. You change the names a little bit around. Mm-hmm. But
Yeah.
Well, when we pick grocery stores, you know, you might think, and we a long time we did, really? And, of course, we found out that people did, in fact, love their grocery stores. And just lately, Jim and I were talking about this. It wasn't so unusual because, you know, it is a neighborhood. It was a neighborhood center of influence. And so if we weren't at school, Sunday at church, almost every other day, we were at the grocery store. So it was our center. Now, Jim is going to tell us a little bit about the lecture on this, but also my story, the story that was the store a long time ago in the Racine Journal Times. So if you don't mind, I'm going to read just a couple short excerpts from this, not even starting from the beginning, but this will kind of set the mood for how Jim and I got started in thinking about stores. As a matter of fact, I was enjoying a summer afternoon right in my own backyard, sitting high up in our big chestnut tree, peering down over the neighborhood through the huge leaves, when an exciting possibility presented itself. Seeing my mother come out of the back door to stand near the tree, she called up to me, "Carol, I want you to go to the store." The store. Why, that meant Willie's. What could be better than going to Willie's? With my mother's grocery list in hand, soon I was headed to the end of our 1400 Carlisle block, turning left on Albert, crossing Blake Avenue, and in another half block as an 8-year-old, I was standing at 1620 Albert Street, Quadracci's. Peaches and tomatoes and orange crates were displayed outside in the shade underneath the awnings, but Willie, standing in his white apron near the front door with his wide smile, greeted me by name, as he did all of his customers, including the neighbor kids. Mrs. Quadracci, Sylvia, we knew, greeted me as well, and customers called from the aisles to each other in friendly fashion. What was best on that day, however, were the words my mother had written at the top of her grocery list. "Willie, will you please send home with Carol 1 quart homogenized milk and a treat for her?" A treat for me. Mother was always so nice. But picking out just the right one was going to take time. Should I pick gum? Oh, how about the penny candy? But maybe ice cream. Then again, I liked so many candy bars. Finally, though, I was on my way home with our milk and my treat, ready to tell Mother all about the store. I hope that kind of gives us the picture of us as kids going to the store.
You know, and this is funny. My sister-in-law reminded me this the other day when I spoke to her. When I grew up, we used to call it the food store where I came from. And uh-huh. And when I first moved to Wisconsin, what's the food store? The supermarket. They said, "You call it the food store?" I said, "Yeah, where I come from, we call it on my planet, we called it the food store." But they don't do that here. They call it the supermarket. Yeah, right. We're going to the food store.
Yeah. Well, how times have changed, Don. Oh, by the way, I have to say that we almost had a different subject today. I grabbed the wrong file on the way out, and I grabbed the file on our dishwasher. And I was already in the car realizing I grabbed the wrong file, so we're going to have our dishwasher repaired. So we almost had to talk about dishwashers today. However.
And I left my stuff at home, too. Great minds think alike.
Well, like I said, times have really changed when it comes to grocery shopping. Now we shop at what? Festival, Walmart, Woodman's, Pick and Save, The Pig. And as I see it, it's a lot more complicated now than what it used to be. Parking is, you have to park a long distance away. You have to deal with the crowds, and you can't find what you're looking for. At least I can't. I always bring back the wrong thing. Long checkout lines, not very pleasant. But it used to be, every neighborhood had its own corner grocery store. For example, if you know where 17th and Grand Avenues are, there were 10 stores within a 4-block radius.
Oh, my.
The 1100 block of Villa Street, that's just a little bit north of St. Cat's, had 4 stores alone on 1 block.
Oh, my.
And most were mom-and-pop type stores, family-owned for generations. And if a couple words could describe them, it would be long hours and hard work. Now, there was no need to stock up on groceries back then. You just went to the store when you needed things. Freezers and refrigerators weren't readily available until after World War II. So the grocery store was like an extension of your kitchen pantry, and only a short distance away. Now, in the old days, there were no shopping carts, no checkout lines, no crowds, and no traffic jams.
Hold it right there.
Yep.
Traffic jams. We'll continue with that in just a moment.
Okay.
Jim and Carol are here reminiscing about food stores, supermarkets. More coming up at WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's time to ride
into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Good morning, yesterday. You wake up and time has slipped away. It's hard to find the memories you left behind. Remember, do you remember the laughter and the tears, the shadows of misty yesteryears, the good times and the bad you've seen, and all the others in between. Remember the times of your life.
Do you remember?
Reach back for the joy and the sorrow. Put them away in your mind. For memories are
time. Paul Anka, times of your life. We're talking about that with Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte. Talk about the supermarkets growing up here in Racine, where you were. And they had shopping carts, obviously, and they had, Piggly Wiggly was the first supermarket in America. You knew that, right?
I'll be talking about that.
Yeah, the very first supermarket. And they just closed up one of their markets here.
Yes, the one on Washington Avenue.
Ralph Mullicky's.
And, why did I feel bad? I was like,
he was such a civic-minded backer of so many things in Racine.
I know, but I felt terrible when they closed it. And I didn't shop there because it's not where I live. But
it is sad to see a closing.
Yep. Anytime something closes,
it's sad.
George's closed on Main Street, but somebody else bought it.
Yeah, and we're so glad.
It's now called Encore. Yeah. But it's there. Yeah. When something closed,
that's right.
I passed Regency Mall and I saw the rubble.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. I'm parked outside.
I don't think you were here, Don, but in your past you were. The restaurant Totero's over on Main Street.
I've been there. Yeah.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, when that was closing, there was a line probably a block long. And now this might have been a rumor. Know. This might have been a rumor, but someone told me that lasagna was auctioned off for $250.
Well, maybe it was. I put in line. That's when they used to serve lunch. You take what they served. You didn't get there.
You went to the kitchen.
Yeah, you have no menu. This is what we're serving today. Yeah. Like it or not. Let's continue. Talk about food. Let's talk more about the markets here.
In the old days, when you went grocery shopping, you gave the clerk a list of what you needed, and he would get it for you. Or you simply phone in the order, and he would have it delivered. And these were the days when your doors would be unlocked. The delivery boy would just go in, like the milkman, and just drop everything off on your kitchen table. Now, Don, this is what you talked about. The first self-service grocery store was a Piggly Wiggly located in Memphis, Tennessee.
Is that where it was?
Okay. Right, back in 1916. And it was a Clarence Sanders, maybe some relative of Colonel Sanders. I don't know. He priced his goods individually and had a checkout line. Now, this idea really caught on, so other stores began to copy this new idea. Now, in Racine, we had a lot of competition for grocery stores, almost every major street, like State Street, Washington Avenue, High Street, Douglas, to name a few, had many grocery stores. They were everywhere. And what were their services? Well, they offered credit. Now, during the Great Depression, this was very risky because you ran the risk of not being paid back. Others did not, and they were simply called cash stores. Some offered free delivery, usually by the owner's son who would pedal his bike or wagon and drop stuff off. Now, the larger stores began selling other things not associated with groceries, such as meats, bakery, liquor. And this was not a common practice back in the old days. They just kept getting bigger and bigger. I remember stopping at Cristiano's every Sunday after church for their Kappas glazed donuts. And they were just so good. Now, the stores kept getting bigger and bigger, which we all know. They had a bigger selection and many cheaper prices, of course, because they bought in bulk quantity. And some of the individual family-owned stores began to form groups to combat these chain stores by forming groups like IGA, which was the Independent Grocers Association, Leadway, United Cellrite, Clover Farm, and others. Oh, speaking of United Cellrite, I have in my collection an old sign, which is probably about 18 feet long and maybe 3 feet wide. And when I bought it, I was going to hang it above the garage door. But my wife wouldn't have anything to do with that, and I just can't understand why. I think it would add a lot of class to the house.
And that's the sad part. You can't understand why.
I know it. I know it. Yeah. But the chains began to replace the mom-and-pop type stores. You know them, the A&P, the National T, Kroger, Century. And they were eventually, gone by the wayside. They offered cheap prices, and they advertised a lot. Now, there were exceptions. A lot of stores, the independents, survived. Cristiano's, of course, Chopiak's, Wells Brothers Foods, Hathaway's on Taylor, Matranga's, Doss's, Nevin's, and a few more. Now, these stores were followed by the Mega Marts. They kept getting bigger and bigger. A funny story, I lost my wife at Woodman's once. I could not find her. It took over a half hour for me to locate my wife. The store was just so big.
That is too big.
Yes.
I could lose my wife in Pick and Save. And you can't use your phone in Pick and Save because there's no signal. And I'm like, where is she? I'm going down aisle after aisle in Woodman's. Yeah. It'll be like that song, the MTA, The Man Who Never Returned.
Yeah, never returned. That's right.
You can find me in the candy aisle. I'm great.
I know where to look for you then.
Yeah. Well, we all miss our corner grocery stores. That was really the social center of the neighborhood. That's where you met your friends, and if you had new neighbors, you'd probably meet them there. Life was a lot simpler back then. I think we lost a piece of Americana when they closed, and I think they were really the good old days when it came to grocery shopping. A lot of the old buildings are still around, by the way. Well, some were torn down. Others were boarded up, and they sit empty to this day. Some were repurposed into other businesses or even private residences, and some are still being used like grocery stores. Matranga's, Cristiano's are good examples. So, and now Carol will talk about some of the grocery stores she frequented.
Well, when we did our programs, starting at the library, Jim and I had a big surprise. We turned to the 1955 telephone directory. Well, how many grocery stores were there of our neighborhood stores? Where were they? And so we copied two pages from the telephone directory, and we thought this would be a good handout for people, and maybe they would just put it in their pocket and actually throw it away at home. Well, what happened was people were engrossed to our surprise in this list. And so anyone listening, you could go to the library and you could get the 1955 telephone directory, because what I'm going to continue on saying is, I guess what happened.
Well, hold it right there, because we're going to take a quick break. But is this the directory you're talking about?
Yeah.
I have in my hand?
Uh-huh.
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 1955.
Yeah.
120 stores.
And my wife grew up in the, she grew up in Union Grove, but she always, they always came to Racine for everything. So I have to ask her about that. Some of these, she'll remember. Hold on. Take a quick break here. It's 729 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Don't forget, our keyword today for Ride in the Spring is bike. Bike. Download the Civic Media app for your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Just download the app wherever you need to get your apps. The Civic Media app. Go to WRJN and type in the keyword bike for your chance to win. All right, 729. Keep it here.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The growing season hasn't even begun, and yet our Wisconsin apple producers already facing issues. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. What kind of issues are they facing? Well, I've got those notes next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
From insects to this above average warmer winter we've experienced, it's all got our Wisconsin apple growers concerned. One of them, Steve Lewis. He's the owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center. He says his tree broke buds about 2 weeks ago. It's the earliest he ever remembers them coming out of dormancy. And now he says he's worried about water.
You know, we battled the drought conditions as bad a conditions that I've ever seen in the last 30 years. Really from last April all the way through, into the fall was terrible. We're still incredibly dry. We've missed a lot of the snows this winter. And in the last 3 weeks, the rains that, a lot of people have gotten around us here, we've maybe gotten a half to three quarter inch total in those three storms. So we're really, really lacking in moisture.
Steve Lewis, owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, he said aside from dry weather, they're also monitoring the 17-year hatch of the cicada insects in Wisconsin. He says his fruit farm is right in the epicenter of their population, and he said it could potentially be very damaging to his crop. He said cicadas are one of those insects that do a lot of damage and are very difficult to control.
Prematurely yellow beans are embarrassing. So-called friends drive by your yellowed-up soybean field and snicker, thinking you should have followed your brother into the insurance business. This season, apply SoyGreen, the best technology available to fight against iron deficiency chlorosis. Your friends will turn downright green with envy. Beware of imitators. No other product comes close to the power of SoyGreen. Ask your local retailer for SoyGreen by name.
And state authorities are encouraging stronger biosecurity measures on our Wisconsin farms today. That's after a mysterious disease outbreak was identified in Texas, New Mexico, and Kansas. It was a highly pathogenic avian influenza strain that impacted dairy farms there. Now, so far, Wisconsin has not made any changes to import requirements for cattle from any of those states, but state officials say take care of business when it comes to biosecurity. That's a look at food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Partly cloudy and cooler today, but not as windy as it was yesterday. We'll get to around 40 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 26. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 45. Then on Friday, partly cloudy. Once again, our high on Friday, right around 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh. Don't forget, you have until the end of the hour to get the Civic Media app downloaded on your phone or your computer, wherever you do your things. And look up WRJN on the Civic Media app, and the keyword is bike, bike, bike. The keyword is bike. Put that in there to win that Chula Vista Resort getaway and also the other prizes we have. Civic Media app, go download it where you get your apps. Look for WRJN, and the keyword is bike. This hour, bike, okay? Next keyword coming up at 10 a.m., a different one, and 1 and 3 p.m. today, too, okay? All right. Jim Messier and Carol G. and Forte are here. We're reminiscing about Racine, the supermarkets, and they rudely interrupted Carol when she was in the middle of naming them. One you haven't mentioned, Red Owl. Remember Red Owl?
I don't think we had a Red Owl here.
You had it on Douglas Avenue.
Did we really?
You had a Red Owl because I was freaked out by the big owl looking down. And now I think it's not a Goodwill store, but it's one of those type stores now. Okay. It's right there on Douglas Avenue.
Huh.
Just north of Gould. It used to be there. If you're going north, it was on the left side of the road, Red Owl.
Hmm.
I was just freaked out by it when I saw it.
Well, yeah, just to show you that our research can have a few holes in it, Doug.
Flawed research.
Look at this. I just mentioned I'm looking at the two pages from the 1955 telephone directory. And right away, I went to Quadracci's. It is not here. And I learned that when we were first reviewing this again. And I guess we're missing a Red Owl. So somehow, this is not complete. But anyway, I think that our audience so surprised us by just getting into this directory. Why did they? I think, first of all, you would go and you would say, where's my store? Just like I did with Quadracci's, but not to see it. And then the address, like it really existed. And then the phone number. Now, I don't think most of us would know our grocery store telephone number, but they were all five digits, so the Melrose was not here being shown in 1955. And each first digit was either 2, 3, or 4. Well, just to pick out a few, Carlino's, that was at 637 High Street. Chappie X, Harry and John, two relatives, One was at 625 17th Street. The other was at 238 Chicago Avenue. Christiano's, 2047 Mead. And I'll add here that when we gave these presentations as time went on, Dolores Christiano, now passed away, spoke about her store. Dazzy's was at 2700 Erie. This is near and dear to my heart. Genforti's, and they Americanized to Genfort. This was my husband's grandparents. 1403 Superior, with that phone for 7402. Matranga's. There were two, Prospect and Villa. And in our presentations, Rick Bonanno and Joe Pavkovich each talked about Matranga's. Polanski's, just in case you want to know, that was at 2501 Douglas. Nilica, 726 Yount. And Gene Nilica was a wonderful panelist also for us. And then Vito Capocius, who follows us quite closely, wrote me lately to say, don't forget, we have all these nationalities represented, but there were several Lithuanian stores, including Grimmel's on Carlisle. So anyway, believe it or not, this was our successful handout, bringing to proof, I guess, that these places really existed. Now, Jim, maybe...
Well, you know what? I tried to look up Red Owl on Douglas. I can't find it in the phone, but I don't know why I would have...
Yeah.
Where would I have seen a Red Owl?
Not here. I don't know of any Red Owl.
Well, maybe
Union Grove?
Yeah, perhaps.
Well, maybe it was in Milwaukee. I lived in the Brown Deer. You know what?
Could be.
I'm going to ask my wife, but maybe it was in Brown Deer.
Ask the authority. Right.
Yeah, ask the authority.
Yeah, because I am losing it.
Yeah.
So, maybe it was up in Brown Deer. I saw. You know, I think it was up in Brown Deer.
Well, then our research isn't so bad.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
Yeah.
You let us know.
The verdict, the jury's out on this.
Yeah. Report to us next month when we're back.
Yes. Maybe it wasn't Brown Deer. Maybe I'm losing it.
Yeah.
How about your favorite?
Well, Jim? My go-to store was, of course, Christiano's. We lived on Kearney Avenue, and Christiano's, by the way, it's still there under different ownership, of course. They were they're located on Kearney and 21st Street. Now, I remember going there almost on a daily basis. My mother would send me for bread, milk, canning supplies, baking supplies.
And did she let you get a treat?
Oh yes, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. And I was in the second
nice
grade.
Mothers.
I was in the second grade when
I was
walking there.
You little brat saying, "I want this, I want this, I want this."
I won't go unless I have a treat.
And
that's right.
Get temper tantrum in the aisle.
No, my mother wouldn't tolerate that. I either walked or took my bike there. It was only four blocks away, and that's where our closest mailbox was, by the way. And the best part of going to Christiano's was it was halfway to Snyder's Dime Store, where I would spend my allowance all the time. Carol has some memories as well.
Well, I've already touched on Quadracci's. That was such a favorite. But I've also touched on the Genfort or the Genforti grocery store. Now, I was never in it because I met my husband when I was 17, and his grandparents had just newly retired from the store. But I love some of the stories. These are behind-the-scenes stories, more or less, by the owners and their family. It's for years, though. I know that reminiscing would go on about the customers because it was a close-knit kind of customer-owner relationship. But John's grandmother, Sarah, who was always there in the store with her husband, she had a problem, and that was she had a lot of energy and a lot of ambition, and she could wash those wooden floors, I understand, with no problem. But the situation was a customer, that as soon as a customer walked in, the floors were dirty. So that was a problem. Do you have customers or a clean floor? John, as a kid, has talked still today about going with his grandpa John, in a Diamond T truck, leaving Douglas Superior Street and going up to the produce markets in Milwaukee, and his grandpa being totally Italian, and the Italian people calling to him in Italian in the accents, Mr. John, Mr. John, bananas, bananas here. So that was a behind the scenes that my husband still loves to recall. And then another behind the scenes, he came up when he was just a kid, maybe probably 7 or 8, They had a big cookie box, I guess, like a dispenser, like a donut counter, but cookies. And he decided on a busy Saturday afternoon to hide under that. And then he heard the grandparents and his parents saying, well, where's that kid? Where's that kid? Until it got to the point where they were getting very upset. They could not find the kid. And then he didn't feel he should come out. But when it finally got to that they were going to have to call the police, he came out. But he was like the prodigal son because they didn't punish him. They were so glad that he was there. Then another store, the last one that I'm thinking of in our neighborhood, was Lincoln Super. Now, compared to Quadracci's, Lincoln Super was enormous. It still stands empty on State and Carlisle, but that was known too for a big meat market, big. And again, every Saturday morning, my mother, on the back of an envelope, would write out her grocery list. It was common to call in to Rose, Mrs. The owner, and Pete Fost, the employee, would deliver in the afternoon. As I think Jim said, doors didn't have to be locked. You could just assume that your groceries would be delivered, and a lot of this was on credit, I think. So, such favorites.
Not a credit card, but you had like a list in the store, like credit with the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wrote your name down and how much you owed. And
The Gianfortes are way behind. They owe us $100. No more credit for the Gianfortes. And your Sears, they're worse.
Oh, yeah. Right. Now, these grocery stores were famous for their giveaways or freebies or premiums, as they were officially called. And these could have been calendars, thermometers, wall-hanging pictures, cookbooks, bean pots, mixing bowls, you know, things like that.
This is what they gave away?
That's what they gave away. Now, the important thing is the store's name. They wanted that store's name to be inside your home.
And you hang this in the kitchen.
You hang it in the kitchen or any place else. Here's a few other examples here.
We'll get to that. Look at this phone number.
Yeah.
49627. Mm-hmm. Where's the rest of the phone number?
Well, the Melrose was not there.
Right. That was
the prefix. Melrose.
Oh, that's right. The prefix is missing.
Yep.
They left it off this thing.
That's how you dialed back then.
This is how old it was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when I grew up, we had Lincoln 1, Pyramid 1, we had all these different things.
Yeah.
But they printed them out on this. You knew you had to dial the first two digits. This one doesn't have the first two digits.
No. Uh-huh. That one is from what? Chet's grocery store?
Chet's food store.
Food store, okay. Here's an example of a calendar plate, as you can see there. That would have been given out. I think what's the date on there, Don? 1909?
The calendar date is 1909.
Right, yeah. So it was hope that you would look at that, you know, on a daily basis and see what the date is. Likewise, the thermometer here, as you can see, it was hope that the store owner would hope that you would look at the temperature and obviously...
they don't do this anymore.
No. It's probably too expensive.
I don't have my pick-and-save plate or my festival food store plate hanging up.
You could put it on your wall, Don. Darn it.
Here's another example. A grocery store bag, the store that Carol mentioned, Grimmel's.
Why don't you take this from me so I don't make anything?
Yeah. But it served two purposes. They wanted to get the store's name inside your home, and it was a thank you for the better customers. Now, some of the more expensive items, like your bean pots and mixing bowls, casserole dishes, they were very expensive, of course, to hand out to everybody. So they would probably give them to the very best customers maybe around Christmas time or so.
Well, in all fairness, today you get the plastic bags with this supermarket on there, pick and save bags. I mean, they do print them on there.
You can hang that on your wall if you want to.
Yeah, right. The pick and save plastic bags.
That would look
really
nice.
Right above your couch.
Yeah.
The sad part is you throw them out as soon as you take the groceries out of them.
That's right.
Yeah. But these you save. Okay. Yeah, you saved them anyway.
Somebody did. Yeah. We have some old ads here from some of the grocery stores. Tell you some of the prices back then. Here's one from Chopyak's. What do we got here? Coffee, 2 pounds for 99 cents.
Can you imagine that?
Strawberries, 3 pounds for $1. Is that what that says, Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Prunes, for us, for some people, they're not just ordinary prunes, they're Italian prunes. And they're a 12-pound box for $1.59. Carol mentioned Polanski's on, where was
Douglas.
That?
Douglas. Douglas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Coffee again. 99 cents. Mm-hmm. Strawberries, same thing. 3 pounds for a dollar. What else we got here?
Well, this was interesting because they, on their ad, were talking about they were open on Sundays. Some were, some weren't. They were
that's
open
right.
from 8 to 1
oh,
o'clock
that's right,
on Sundays.
Yeah. Hold it right there. It's 749 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Jim and Carol are here. We have a few more minutes left, including a little jingle surprise for you coming up in a few moments. There we go.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Fred's Burgers, Personal Touch by Julie Florists, and Lee's Deli. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Met my old lover in the grocery store.
751 WRJN Radio. Just got a couple more minutes to download that Civic Media app, get WRJN, and ride in the spring with the keyword bike this hour. Bike. All right. 751, Jim and Carol are here, and we got a few more minutes left, so let's talk about what else you got there.
Another grocery store in Racine, they had a couple of them, was Nevin's. They were not a chain store, but they did have, maybe 5 or 6 stores in Racine. The one that we know was one on 6th Street. Now look at some of the prices here. For you cigarette smokers, 2 packs for 25 cents.
Holy mackerel.
I have no idea what they are now, but unbelievable.
They're about $6 a pack.
And
yeah,
Jim,
yeah.
I know at least one person, and I will not reveal her name, but this was very common. She was sent down Prospect Street frequently to Lincoln Super to get her parents' cigarettes.
Okay.
All you had to do was show up and say, I need cigarettes.
Well, my brother had a band. The band members, I was about 8, 9 years old, sent me down to the store to get them the Camels for 29 cents a pack. They sold them to me.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
That's a little kid. They didn't care.
Yeah, no, they didn't care. They thought it was good for us anyway at the time.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Kellogg's. They've been around forever. 25 cents for cornflakes. Also, at Nevin's, it says, everything for your picnic. Bunch. Everything for your picnic. They were ready to help us with our picnics.
Mm-hmm.
Nevin's
mm-hmm.
was very popular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, next month when we appear on Don's show, we'll be talking about some of the products that you probably remember about buying at these old grocery stores. And there were quite numerous. And we remember, of course, the candy bars, the penny candy, and things like that. We'll get into that next month. But there's a few things that we'll be talking about. But first, Carol has some parting words.
Well, back to how this really all began with Jim's collections of things from Racine, and which were the store giveaways, and the fact that I had written a story for the Journal Times called The Store. So here is how that ended, and I hope it maybe strikes our hearts with how we felt. Ours was a sad neighborhood when Willie announced that his store was closing. even as we were in awe of the enormous Century store he and Sylvia were opening way out on Douglas Avenue. When its awnings were rolled up for the last time, our friendly neighborhood attraction at 1620 Elbert was sorely missing. Since then, however, and more often with every passing year, I am amazed to find Willie's Elbert Street store still frequently open. I simply envision a walk down Carlisle to Elbert, past Blake Avenue on a summer afternoon, to see the friendly man in the white apron welcoming me in, my mother's special note in hand. A treat is still waiting for me right in that store.
You know, and I want to mention Carol's book here, because you always get teary-eyed when you hear, especially when you read it. My wife reads your book. It's called My Heart Leads Me Home, A Daughter's Memoir. And this is based on your home on Carlisle.
Yes, the only home I grew up in, the only home we had.
And we drove past and took a picture of it, because we're reading about it, so now I want to see the actual house.
Done.
It's like going to the set of Back to the Future. You want to see the house, the movie took place in. And we're about a third of the way through, and I got teary-eyed.
Oh, done.
When you're talking about your neighbors when they were a young married couple, then they moved to Arizona, and they were an old couple, and you ruined the story by telling me they passed away, which I kind of knew. Talking about your dad, how your dad used to get on the ladder, fix the house, got too old to fix the house. And, and you know, even though I'd never lived, I didn't grow up here, I mean, everybody can relate to this, because everybody had the same dad who couldn't do these things anymore, had the neighbors who moved away. I mean,
yeah,
we all had that.
Well, I found when I wrote that book, my parents both had died just not that long ago, and the memories helped me so much. And then I'm so glad that you've been enjoying it, because it turned out, I guess, that people who read it, it's a curiosity, but it helps them remember their memories.
You want to play this commercial?
Yes, we can leave you with this commercial that I'm sure many of us remember, especially the guys out there. So.
I never put anything on my hair in my life.
Really?
No. And there were the kids saying, that's why your hair is curly. Excuse me.
Well, you don't use a Tony Home Perm or anything?
I don't use anything. Tony. I remember Tony.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Well, listen, this is...
Brill Cream. Who remembers this?
This is be featured especially next month.
A little dance, yes. Do you?
Here we go.
Brill Cream, you look so debonair. Brill Cream, the gals will love to sue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair. Get Brill Cream today in the handy unbreakable tube.
And you know what really freaks me out? They had puppets doing the stop motion puppets, and they're freaky looking. It's the kind you turn on your lights in your bedroom and you see one in the corner and you panic.
Whoa.
It's like on Seinfeld, Mr. Marbles on Seinfeld, and Jerry had to stay at Kramer's room, and he had this puppet sitting in the corner, and it was staring, and Jerry said, Seinfeld. I think it's all move.
Well, next month we will be going into all these products that we loved, and we can also envision them with the TV commercials or the radio commercials like Brill Cream. And there were other slogans that we're going to be talking about. Pepsodent, you'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush
you
your teeth.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
And then, right. Of course, we didn't realize about cigarettes in Winston.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Cigarette.
Yeah. L&M has the flavor that unlocks, has the filter that unlocks the flavor. What were we thinking back then?
And then Bosco, I love Bosco. That's the drink for me. Maybe you can find that one, because that was a song.
Well, that was also George Costanza's password to get into his ATM. That was his Bosco, was his password. And he told it to this woman who was dying. He said, I guess I can tell you now. It turns out her last words were, Bosco! And everybody's trying to figure out, what did she mean by those dying words, Bosco? It was George's password.
We'll have a sing-along next month, Don, with all these old commercials. All three of us will start singing.
Well, thank you guys for coming
in. Thank you.
Do appreciate it. You guys are always fun. Always. And people love it. And, of course, if you missed any of this, it'll be podcast. Just go to, we get Apple Podcasts, you go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, go to, just type in Don Rosen Show, and you'll see it after about 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be downloaded, and so you can get to hear. Also, all the other times Jim and Carol were here, they're also on the podcast. You can still hear those. Catch you guys tomorrow, 6 a.m. bright and early. So we should have a lot of fun then, too. 7:58 WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed at 1400 a.m., 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, a civic media station. Earl Ingram's coming up next.
Sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.